This is the third year the website has analyzed data to name its top 10 small towns list, but it's the first year that Heber City has been named. The online editors say that by looking at more data than ever before, it brought even more great cities to their attention. The best small towns, they write, blend into the landscape rather than disrupt the scenery and offer a respite from the frantic pace that comes with living in a major metropolitan area. Using the same metrics that they measure for their top 100 best places to live, the online editors looked at towns with populations under 20,000, then dug into statistics like cost of living, healthcare spending, racial and socioeconomic diversity, adult obesity, crime, civic engagement, air quality, and natural amenities. Since data alone can't tell the full story, after narrowing down the list, the editors found what visitors had to say and what residents liked about living there. Heber City officials attribute their town's fast growth rate to the clean air and beautiful views. Residents say they stay for the ice cream at Dairy Queen. With tourism anchoring the economy in Heber, employment is higher than in much of the nation. Low crime, good schools, and an excellent healthcare system help make Heber City even more appealing to families. Of the top 10 list, Heber had the highest growth rate. City Manager Mark Anderson tells KPCW that it's nice to be recognized, and he knows that it can be a double-edged sword, bringing even more people to town.
We don't see things really slowing down. At the same time, there's the geographic area that Heber City can eventually encompass is not much greater than what it is right now. So we'll have our limits as to how much growth we can absorb in the next 10 years before we bump up against other communities or developed areas.
That's Heber City Manager Mark Anderson. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.